blindness bill that you've given to us?
Yes, ma'am.
Is not the enacted version because it was amended in committee. So you see it has the as introduced title. You should have an enacted version.
I do. That was, let me.
And I know that you didn't know that, so.
I will get this printed and make some copies.
I'm sure these.
Well, I've got it up here on my computer. I'll read you the language, but she'll supply it to you. Section 2 talks about the compacts. A defines them, defines the compacts with the federal government. B defines the compacts with the state. C states any compacts pertaining to the Osage Minerals Council shall be affirmed by resolution of the Osage Minerals Council. When they presented Congress with the resolution to approve the compact, it was not accompanied by a resolution of the Minerals Council. We learned at the table when we were discussing this bill that that would be the only compact, that it's an umbrella document. There would be no other compact. So essentially, by Congress authorizing it by resolution, there would be no other compact for us to go back and authorize, giving the ability to compact the branch of minerals from the BIA. The Minerals Council saw that as a problem. I see that as a problem because our law states that any compact pertaining to the minerals estate shall be affirmed by a resolution of the Minerals Council. I requested at the table when we were reviewing that they would go in and they would put exclusionary language about compacting the branch of minerals. I was informed by Ms. Thomas and the people representing the executive that would be a very difficult task.
Thank you.
To go back and put that amendment into the actual compact. So by conversations at the table, they requested I make changes to 1362 that would add the protections within Osage law instead of them going back and renegotiating the compact. That's why this is sitting here on the table before you. It more clearly defines how that's going to happen. They also informed us that the chief could take over anything that the BIA or any other federal agency administrates by compact through a multi-year funding agreement or a federal funding agreement, which was made known at the table when we were talking to the experts and Ms. Thomas, who is our self-governance, is your a director or manager?
Right.
Self-governance director. So there were all kinds of different angles in there that we were looking at. When I originally wrote 1362, and it might even be in the as introduced version, I can't remember the one, just threw it back on the table. I had compacts, the language read compacts and contract, which is what a multi-year funding agreement is. It's a contract. At the committee table, when we were deliberating 1362, we decided that would be too restrictive on the executive branch to cover all contracts. And so we took the contract language out of there. What this amendment does, 1682, is it puts in the language, any compact agreements pertaining to the Osage Minerals Estate shall be affirmed by resolution. No, wrong bill. Okay. Any compacts and funding agreements. So what this is essentially done is it's narrowed down the contract to a funding agreement, which was what was discussed at the table last time, that he could change that to a funding agreement. So that language has been added in. Any compacts and funding agreements pertaining to the Osage Minerals Estate shall be affirmed by resolution of the Osage Minerals Council prior to consideration for approval of the compact or funding agreement by the Osage Nation Congress. It also gives the Congress the ability to approve the multi-year funding agreement, which has been a topic of conversation for a very long time. I think it's a good thing that we do that. It shows us what we're agreeing to take on, what the income level is that the incoming revenue will be for the nation to manage these compacted items. So if there's any questions, I'll answer them. If I can, I'll go get Trey to help me answer them.
Committee, you have any questions? Congressman Walker?
It's not a question. It's more supportive of the resolution. I think regardless of how I feel about compacting minerals, I still believe it's the shareholders elected the Minerals Council to make sure or to oversee the minerals estate. By majority, if the Minerals Council is not in favor of compacting the minerals branch, then I don't think the government, the chief, the Congress, or anyone else should do that. I think this goes a step further, and considering comments made by the chief that he could just go ahead and compact it or assume administrative authority over the branch of minerals by a funding agreement, that this, in essence, does what the amendment that I proposed to 1362, it does what I intended that amendment to do in the first place. And I make it something to the contrary by the executive branch. So I'll be quiet.
Assistant Principal Chief Ben Cannon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not going to get down into the weeds on this. That's Candy's job. She's really good at it. I think we're all in unexplored territory here. We're all trying to feel our way through roles. I believe, this is my personal opinion, I believe that the MIFA is an executive function. The execution, the negotiation of the MIFA is an executive function, not a function of the Congress. And I'm going to back that up by saying this. The executive branch can go over there all day and get and execute all the MIFAs they want and apply for that funding and get that funding without any help from Congress. Congress's control does not lie in the MIFA. Congress's control lies in the expenditure of the MIFA funds. And that doesn't lessen Congress's control at all. Congress still has the opportunity to say, we're not going to spend these funds. You may have gone and gotten them, but we're not going to appropriate them. And that is just as much control as stepping over that line into what we believe to be executive function in terms of Congress's assistance or approval or anything like that of the MIFA as some kind of control mechanism. So that's our position. We think it's a friendly position. We think it fully acknowledges Congress's right to appropriate or not appropriate funds. I know Katie has a lot of, or there's been a lot of conversation on our side about this bill. I'm not privy to the details of it. I will relinquish control of it.
Katie?
Thank you, Chairman Bethlehead and Congress members for allowing me to speak. There are several issues and consequences of this bill which may be intended or unintended. broader than the word contract. So I want to make that point. I also wanted to point out that because this does cover grants, it's a, and that Congress has to approve every contract for a grant, that you all are probably aware that grant contracts occur all year long. And the way it's even set up now, and you all have to approve a contract that delays the start of grant funding. And that's already putting grants behind their timelines and their schedules and waiting for Congress. And it causes us to run over and not able to implement all the projects.
That's just what, this is not right though.
Which is the reflection of poor program performance.
He made those questions, but that was on a different, that was
on the paper. That was how it's supposed to be corrected on
the one for the treasurer.
Okay. Okay, I don't have this committee report in there. I only have this one page of this.
Right, I don't, that's what I know.
So
I will change that one.
The consequence of that is what, let me just give you an example, A&A grant. It's a one-year grant. It's to help the immersion school. The start date is August 1st. It's on hold. We're in the middle of September right now that we're going to procure some staff for the school year to start. So they're already three months behind on implementing that grant and behind the school year because they're going to have to do procurement. They can't do any of those things until it's approved by Congress. So I feel like.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead,
Thomas.
Sure.
So, was Congress made aware that this grant needed to be approved?
We had a whole stack of them stacked up. Yeah, they're usually.
How do we know that?
They're usually approved in the budget for the department in which they're funded. They're in a federal line item.
So you consider just a number in the federal income, you expect me to know that that's what that's for? That's my point. You know, you're sitting here at the table telling us that we're causing you guys to lag. And all I see is a number, and this is the first time I've heard this. I don't like for this to happen to us, but I haven't had a communication from the Office of Self-Governance or grants to let us know. These grants are coming up, and we're having to hold these. I haven't heard that until right now.
We've made that point before, actually, when we were talking about the revolving fund for matching funds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's the same issue.
Front page.
You can't apply for a grant and get approval. For matching funds, or if we get the grant, then we apply for matching funds, and if Congress has funded us, we can apply for it. So we've always been subject to congressional appropriation or matching and or approval of the grant before we can institute. That's in place. But this even broadens that because this could be
the first page that he wrote on.
You're getting into now state grants, contracts, MOUs, MOAs, even more agreements that would be held up subject to Congress approval.
And I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that with no communication from your department as to what's coming at us, we've never been communicated or seen the multi-year funding agreement until we've asked for it to see what's even contained in it. And what I'm saying is this lack of communication,
I think we did present it to you at one of the meetings this summer.
The multi-year funding agreement? Yeah, we did. That's what I just said.
Congressman Walker.
Well, I'm just going to say now, I think this goes too far. I mean, if the intent is to allow the Minerals Council to do their job and oversee and make decisions that affect the minerals estate, then Section A and B need to be taken out. I agree. If we're going to be approving every single funding agreement, that's not our job. I agree. with them on that.
That's not what I was, it was multi-year funding agreements with the BIA, and I can put more specific language with the BIA or Office of Self-Governance. That could be included in there.
So you think we need to, even though we approved the compact, then we also need to approve the funding agreements?
Yeah, I do. I think that if the executive office takes on a function that is gonna take tribal funds, and I've said at these compact meetings, probably about five of them now, and the initial one, and the specialists they had at the table, their comments is, tribes don't compact to make money. They always have to put their tribal funds in to make these programs work better for their people. And I'm of the opinion, if the executive makes an agreement to take on compact functions that the BIA currently administrates at no cost to the Osage Nation, that we're going to get into an agreement that's going to cost us an extra $1 million. No.
What are you talking about?
If we take on a function that they actually do for free for the nation, say BIA, let's use Branch of Realty. They're going to take on the Branch of Realty. We're going to have to augment that with tribal dollars to make that work for our people in the same way that it's working right now, or to make it better. We're going to have to augment money to that. We're going to have to take tribal dollars and put in on it. And I think that that's an important decision all the way around to decide whether the nation is stable enough to take on a function like that.
Congressman Walker.
Financially.
And Congressman Shaw.
Who appropriates the money to do that? To do exactly what you just said. Who appropriates those funds?
We do.
Exactly. So, in my opinion, to basically do what I thought this bill was going to do would be to just only include C and then strike at the end of the sentence by the Osage Nation Congress. Because then it puts the Minerals Estate in the hands of the Minerals Council. If there's a funding agreement that the chief or the executive branch, if they decide they want to just go ahead and take over the administrative control or take over the monies that the BIA uses now to administer whatever portion of the Minerals Estate that they administer, then this allows the Minerals Council the authority to approve that by resolution, which is what I think, that's what I want to allow the Minerals, that's what I want the Minerals Council to have the authority to do. If the chief is going to make the comments that I could take over the Branch of Minerals right now by a funding agreement, I fully support this. But I don't think then that we already approved the compact, but then to say that we approved the funding agreement, I think that goes too far, in my opinion. And that's, if we're going to do that, the way I read this, then we're also going to be approving
the
funding agreement for the roads department.
We approved it for the IHS.
We've already approved the compact and the... Anyway, that's my thought.
Next person is Congressman Shaw.
I guess I have a question and a follow-up comment, if I may, for Ms. Thomas. Do you think that that's accurate, that most tribes who compact the BIA program must have tribal funds for it to be successful?
I can't really speak, not knowing the tribal. They're all different. They all have different sources of revenue. It's all different. No, I don't think that's accurate. I think that's a budgetary management item that could be funded out of current funds, not necessarily additional funds. I would like to point out that things that are already in the BIA agreement, some of those are already supplemented by tribal funds,
right,
which has been that way because of the level of funding they get from BIA. And so, no, I don't think that's necessarily the case, but it could be.
just because a program or a tribe with a, that's compacted VA program chooses to supplement that or augment that with tribal funds, I don't know if that should be construed as if it is it required tribal funds to be operational at all. It may have just been that they saw there was a need to provide services at the level that they wanted to, and so they chose to appropriate more money. The other thing I would say is, when we had this discussion earlier in the year, it wasn't the summer, it was in the spring, I think, but in any event, I cited previous bill language that I believe Congressman Walker had inserted that stated that any compact that would affect the mineral schedule would require affirmative approval from the Minerals Council. I felt like that was the that was an adequate control. I know the chief maybe felt that he could maybe was not aware of that that element of Osage law could compact, but that was in law, and so I felt like that was an adequate control without adding additional barriers or restrictions, additional obstacles or hurdles for the executive branch to have to clear to get that. I just think it's overreaching and more than is required to implement that. Thank you.
I have Candy and then Assistant Principal Chief and then.
Can I speak to my legislation though? When I'm the fund sponsor, could I answer what you say about the legislation?
If you will be brief, what I don't want is for us to have a two conversation where it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then I've got three other people with their hands up waiting their turn. Because some of the conversations that are between two people will go on for an hour if the chair allows it, and I'm not going to allow it.
Good.
So
okay, I won't stop talking now. Well, that's why we're here at the table. Ms. Thomas, the 1362, they didn't get a resolution of the Minerals Council in order for us to pass this compact. At the table, we found out that the compact that was on the table would be the only compact before us. And then statements were made, the chief could, if we once authorized, he could take the Minerals Council on by any federal funding agreement now or in the future. So 1362 as written, with only one compact ever to be executed by this, or to be authorized by resolution, made 1362 completely null and void if Congress chose to do that. I would not do that because the law says that in order to do so, the Minerals Council has to have a resolution on the table also. So that's why we're here with this additional language. Do you understand? Is that how you understand this situation right
yes.
now?
Yes.
So the statement that you said that the language in 1362 that was adequate, it's not. Ms. Thomas asked me to work on it in this act. That's why it's here. Ms. Thomas, did you not ask me to work on this?
Just in regards to Minerals Council.
Right. Okay. She did.
Candy Thomas, you have the floor.
Point taken.
Okay. I'd like to read. We did propose a more restrictive clause for the Minerals Council in the resolution, the draft resolution that was submitted at committee meeting this summer. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read it very quickly. This would be a suggested language possibly for this legislation. It says the self-governance compact shall not pertain to the Osage Minerals as defined 25 CFR Part 226, leasing of oil reservation lands for oil and gas mining, and 25 CFR Part 214, leasing of Osage reservation lands, Oklahoma, for mining except oil and gas. This was citing the federal regs that they operate under, and I think that would provide more legal protection because it is citing the CFRs. But this resolution was not decided on. I think it needs to be restricted to the Minerals Council, as I mentioned before, because the funding agreement and Section A and B are very broad and apply to a lot of the other things besides the Minerals Council. And I'd also like to point out that the IHS process and the BIA process, as far as compacts and funding agreements, are two different animals. They're not the same thing.
I moved to table ONCA 1682 so I could work on it, and I'll work with Ms. Thomas, and we'll try to get it to some language that's agreeable.
Assistant Principal Chief was next.
I'd like to add a thought just for consideration of those going forward. I'm way more familiar with Article 15 of the Constitution than I ever thought I would be after the last few weeks. Section 4 of that article says that the Minerals Council shall manage the minerals of the Osage Nation. It gives Congress general authority over everything except minerals, because it gives them general authority, and then it carves out what the Minerals Council can or cannot do. I would argue that the Constitution itself, by putting it that way, that they're in charge of management, that you cannot constitutionally pass any restrictions on that management, whether they want the BIA to do it or whether they want to do it themselves, by intervening Congress into the mix. In a very quick study here, and I'll be happy to admit I'm wrong if I'm wrong, that's what this bill kind of already does. Second, I completely agree with Congressman Shaw on the issue that Congress still has control through the appropriations process, and that all of these other controls are therefore made unnecessary. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Thank you very much. I agree we all should keep working on it. I really appreciate your willingness to work with Ms. Thomas on this issue.
There's a motion to postpone?
Yes, that word.
Motion to postpone LMCA 1682. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. If the committee would please keep their legislation for 1682 and bill number LNCA 1362 so that our clerks don't have to keep making copies, would you like this scheduled towards the end of meetings for this session, or are you wanting it to stick around until the spring?
Curious to know when you think that compact, this needs to be changed before the compact gets back on the table, Ms. Thomas. Do you have a clue when you guys want to present it to Congress again?
Well, we were waiting to get this resolved first, because that was the understanding that we had that it needed to be resolved.
I think that we should probably try to pick it up towards the end of the session, and if it's something agreeable that we can work out, hopefully the chief will sign the bill. I don't think we need to try to get it sent over and over. I'm not interested in overriding a veto on it. I want to work collaboratively. I'm going to work together on it, so you can schedule it later. It's fine. You don't have to schedule it right now.
I have it on the agenda because I didn't think we would get through this. So I have it on the agenda for 9:27, and if you want me to take it off, I can do that.
Let me see. I don't even know what today is right now.
It's
next Tuesday.
I think we can work on it between now and then. Do you have the time? Are you going to be out of town?
Terry Mason Moore suggested some language that we can just send over to him.
Sounds great.
Trust me, this is on top of Candy's agenda.
All right. Good deal.
Trust me.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so committee, we are out of time. We have 1683 in front of us. Tomorrow we have a long meeting with, from 5 to 7? 5 to 7, and so tomorrow's agenda consists of the following: ONCA 16115, ONCA 16116, and ONCA 16120, all sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards, and ONCR 1635, which is sponsored by me. We can add ONCA 1683 to tomorrow's agenda if the committee desires.
Who's meeting after this?
I don't know how you do that, but
I would really like to get this passed out this session.
Okay. Then 1683 will go on tomorrow's agenda.
I don't think it should take long. It's very short, very easy.
Okay. So 1683 will be on tomorrow's agenda, and chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Sunday.
All those in favor say yes. We are adjourned. Thank you. Will you please keep your bill for 1683?